Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Caroline Goiter, who has an international reputation for her work as an expert speaker and trainer with senior management within organizations as well as private individuals. She worked for many years at London's Royal Central School of Speech and Drama as a voice coach before launching her company. Her new book is called Find Your Voice, The Secret to Talking with Confidence in Any Situation. Caroline, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. It's lovely to speak to you.
It certainly is, and I really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us what inspired you to write this book, Find Your Voice.
Well, it was a slightly reverse engineered project in the sense that a few years ago I did a TEDx, which was all about how I'd learned to speak with confidence and how I'd messed up really badly at the beginning. And it went on to have 7.5 million views. So my publishers, who published my previous book, Gravitas, came to me and said, this talk has been watched quite a few times. Do you want to write a book on the subject? And so this book was born. But it was something I'm so passionate about that it was a real gift when they said that.
I bet, and always interesting to hear the backstory on how books are inspired, and that's some good stuff right there. Now, what have you learned working with actors and broadcasters that can help regular people?
Oh, gosh. So when I was working at Central School of Speech and Drama, I wrote a book called Star Qualities, which was all about A-list actors' tips for confidence. And I went into that book, researching that book, thinking these A-list actors, they're going to be way more confident than the young actors I work with. And the biggest epiphany of all for me was talking to people like Helen Mirren and Sarah Jessica Parker and finding out that they were just as nervous as I was, as the 18-year-olds I was teaching were. And ever since that day, it gave me a huge amount of confidence because I realized that everybody gets nervous. Everybody feels anxiety about the spotlight. So it's normal. So we can all relax.
Yes, being nervous certainly is common when it comes to public speaking and being in the spotlight for sure. Now, here's a big question for you. What are the secrets to speaking with confidence during a lockdown or any time?
Oh, it's such a good one. And it's funny because when I wrote Find Your Voice, I couldn't have known that the lockdown was coming, but I knew that voice in the digital age is different. And the way I describe it in Find Your Voice is the four P's. We have a whole load more pressure on us now these days because we show up on a Zoom call or we show up on a video conference or we're asked to do a webinar, we're asked to do a podcast, and it feels like a big amount of pressure. So we have these platforms, we have pressure. Another P that comes along is we're out of practice because we spend all day writing emails and going on Slack and texting people. And so that creates an amount of paranoia. And what I say to people is you really need to think of this as broadcast. And what a professional broadcaster would do is get ready. You know, they'd make sure that they were polished. They'd make sure that their voice was warm. They'd make sure that they felt relaxed. And if you have an important video conference, then it's important that you take the time to get ready for it, that you don't just rock up on that call and stumble into it. Book out 15 minutes before it just to get ready and polished, and you will enjoy it so much more.
Being ready is certainly important, and being polished is even a bonus factor right there. Good information, and thanks for pointing those two factors out. Why does the voice matter to leaders when leading remotely, and what do they need to learn to lead well during COVID-19?
Oh, gosh, that's a big one. It's funny, I have a chief executive client who I spoke to a week or so ago, and he said, I am on calls from 8 a.m. in the morning to 7:30 at night, and my voice is going. And I said, well, how are you sitting? And we studied his positioning of his laptop and his chair, and he's leaning into it all day, hunched up. And so his voice isn't supported. So the first thing I said to him is, put your laptop on those two big dictionaries like in the bookshelf behind you so you can sit up straight. And then I said, if you've got to do a presentation and you would naturally be standing, get yourself a laptop stand and stand up. And then I asked him, how much water are you drinking every day? And he said, well, not much. So I said, get a jug of water and put it by your desk and have a glass of water between calls. And then I said, well, how much are you moving every day? And he said, no, I just sit here all day. And I said, well, like at work, between meetings, have a quick walk around. And he took on all those four things, and he said his voice is feeling so much better. But we just really have to take control of our environments a bit more in this COVID age, this strange time.
Interesting days we're living in, and I know there will be some good that comes out of this, but certainly hope things get back to normal more sooner than later for sure. Today we're joined by Caroline Gorder, an expert speaker and trainer with senior management within organizations as well as private individuals. Her new book is called Find Your Voice, The Secret to Talking with Confidence in Any Situation. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So tell us, Caroline, why do our voices shake when we get nervous, and what can we do to overcome them?
Oh, it's a horrible feeling, isn't it? That feeling of there you are standing in front of 1,000 people and your voice is giving you away. It's just the worst feeling. And people, they don't speak in public because of this fear. But what's really important to know is it's easy to overcome. The reason it happens is because we have this response that everybody knows about called fight or flight. And everybody knows that it helps you run away. It helps you punch someone. It's very useful in a threat situation. And when we stand up in front of 4,000 people, our bodies perceive that as a mortal threat. And so your heart pumps faster, blood flow is diverted to your limbs, and your body figures you don't need to talk your way out of this situation. And all the adrenaline affects your larynx, so the voice starts to shake. And people think, I'm a bad speaker, I mustn't do it again. But in fact, all you need to do is steward your nervous system back to calm. And the best way to do that in the moment, in fact, that old glass of water trick is powerful. If you walk to the lectern, go get that glass of water. But crucially, as you do it, close your mouth and breathe low and wide into your belly, as if you're chatting with old friends, as if you're smelling a wonderful smell. Then your system will remember that you're actually safe. And if you put that breath into every full stop at the end of every sentence when you speak, people won't notice it, they're thinking, your system will feel calm all the way through what you say. So in other words, knowing how to breathe is a really good way to steward your nervous system back to calm. And then your voice won't shake.
Another bit of interesting information, and really do appreciate your input. That means a lot coming from you, getting the inside scoop on that. Now, also, why do we hate our voices so much when we hear them on messages? That seems to be so common.
It's horrible, isn't it? So many people say this. They say, oh, I hear my voice, and it's awful. It's called voice confrontation. It's a thing. And one of the reasons we have that confrontation when we hear our voices is because we don't really hear our voices for real. As I'm speaking to you, I'm hearing my voice through my ears, my own ears, but I'm also sensing it through my bones, through my body, through the vibration. And when I hear myself back on a voice message, I don't get the vibration. So I hear a different voice. The trouble is that the voice I hear on a voice message is much closer to what other people hear. But the way out of that is to, what I say to clients is, don't hear your voice, feel it. Because the voice is, as we've said, vibration. And if you can start to notice how your voice buzzes in the body, where it's buzzing, how you're breathing, then you don't worry so much when you hear it because you're more in control of it. So learn to feel your voice, learn to control it. And then when you hear it, it's a much more pleasant experience.
And taking that even further, why is everyone turning their camera off on Zoom calls even when the bandwidth is okay?
Oh, it's fascinating, isn't it? And I find that the more senior the exec, the more likely they are to turn it off. You know what? I think for introverts, actually, if the old meeting would have been on the phone, it's fine to turn the camera off because it gives introverts a bit of downtime. But what I would say is if you were going to be face-to-face in that meeting, and for salespeople, this is massively important, isn't it? Then do the other person the honour of putting the camera on, and also be guided by them. If someone, you know, check in, do you want the video on? And if they do, honour that, because for some people, seeing you is really important. But I think don't run back-to-back Zoom calls on video all day, because that's exhausting. Ration it. Make it important.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback on that. Appreciate it. Now, also, how can we learn to speak up and stand out in video calls when we need to without feeling self-conscious or even too loud?
Oh, that's a lovely question. Do you know, the first tip I would say is something that I've been playing with on video conferencing, which is to buy a laptop stand. Because what I'm finding is that if I stand up and put my laptop on a stand, my voice is already so much more centered and I feel so much more confident. So that would be the first tip. The second tip would be that when you speak, although you're looking at the screen, let your voice travel further. So my father's a jazz musician, and he always says when he's playing his saxophone, he gets a sense of what's happening in the music from what is coming back from the walls, because sound vibrates. So even when you're staring at a laptop screen, have a sense of bouncing your voice off the back wall in the room you're in. Now, that's not shouting. You know, that's not something from your throat. It's just a sense of feeling your voice bounce back to you from the hard surfaces. And if you can see something out of the window, send your voice to that thing. And it will travel just that bit further, and you will have a different kind of presence. I worked with this for someone yesterday on a Zoom call, and when he projected his voice, he suddenly came alive and his energy kicked in, and people listening really sat up. So it's a very powerful thing to practice.
And once again, thanks for your valuable input and insight on that. Now, I should have asked you this much earlier in the conversation, but why do people fear public speaking so much? It's probably on the top of most people's list. Globally, the number one fear is public speaking.
Yeah, and it's a very global fear. And I think it's that weird combination of visibility. Everybody's looking at you. You are the focus of their attention. And vulnerability. You know, that you're standing up, you're speaking from the heart. It's vulnerable and they can judge you. And the combination of visibility and being judged is really risky for humans. You know, if we go back 2,000 years, it was a mortal threat if you said the wrong thing. And in some countries, that's still true. So your ancient reptilian brain gets the feeling that this is a really dangerous thing to do. And we have to, like you would, you know, teach a nervous dog or, a child that was worried about something, you have to really calm it down and say, you're safe, this is okay. We have to be our own coaches. And the thing we have to do, more important than anything, and you will know this well, is that you have to rehearse. If you want something to be good under that spotlight, under that pressure, you need to have said it at least 3 times to yourself, on voice notes, on your laptop, to a friend, to a colleague, before you say it to an audience. Because when we've practiced it, when the adrenaline kicks in, you meet the challenge. If you haven't practiced it, you go all wobbly and then it gets harder and harder each time. So practice and you will ace it.
Yeah, that is the big key right there. Practice, and that will certainly bring you to the level of public speaking that you want to be at. And that is another fine point on today's topic. As we conclude, what are the biggest fears that you hear on a regular basis from C-suite clients, and how do you help them to overcome these?
You know, it's really interesting. I ran a session for a business school in the UK yesterday, and we were talking about this because these execs were talking about imposter syndrome. And what I said to them is, in my job as a coach with execs, I hear all the time their fears. And what I've learned is that 90% of C-suite level executives have a really large degree of imposter syndrome. There are 10% who don't, and they're the narcissist and the psychopath. But, you know, most execs with a kind of healthy set of values really do have a worry that they aren't good enough. And I say to people, I think that's a really normal thing. And what we have to do is stand at the center of ourselves. You know, there's the you that has the big job. You're the chief executive of this global business. There's the you that makes coffee in the kitchen in the morning and, you know, is a bit slurred and a bit slow. And somewhere in the middle is the you that shows up to work. Not perfect, but perfectly capable of, you know, doing this great job. And the more people can kind of stand at the center of themselves and really settle into, yes, some imperfections, but also the qualities that got them the job, that's when they show up as authentic. And that's when people really hear them and are really inspired by them. It's not about perfection. It's just about really settling into yourself so you can be open to others and really purposeful.
Caroline, again, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and for all the valuable information shared here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you to get more information on you or to pick up your book, Find Your Voice, The Secret to Talking with Confidence in Any Situation, where's the best place to go online to get further information?
Well, Eric, I'm excited that the book is out in the US, which is fabulous. And so all good bookstores and also, of course, Amazon. And if people want to know more about me, my site is carolinegoida.com. And in fact, if people email us with a receipt of the book, we'll send everybody a free set of audio courses to help you prep for your video conferencing. And that's all at carolinegoida.com.
And you certainly can't beat that offer. Again, Caroline, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's been fun.
And it certainly has. We've been speaking with Caroline Goider, an expert speaker and trainer with senior management within organizations as well as private individuals. Her new book is called Find Your Voice, The Secret to Talking with Confidence in Any Situation. And for further details, visit CarolineGoider.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.